It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Here's one part of the Affordable Care Act that's been a success, allowing young adults to continue to be covered by their parents' health insurance. It's a benefit just about everyone says they want to keep if the Supreme Court strikes down the law. That includes both Democrats and Republicans. But as NPR's Julie Rovner reports, keeping in place benefits for adult children may turn out to be difficult.
The Obama administration this week reported that because of the Affordable Care Act, more than 3 million young adults who would otherwise have been uninsured have gained health insurance coverage. Richard Kronick is a deputy assistant secretary in the Department of Health and Human Services, but he's also been a health policy researcher for 25 years.
In that 25 years, I have not seen anything like the response that we've seen to this provision. You know, the fraction of 19 to 25-year-olds with insurance has increased by 10 percentage points in a very short period of time.
Specifically, that population has gone from an insured rate of about 64% to a rate of nearly 75% in just over a year. Abby Shanfield is one of those 3 million young adults. She's a 20-year-old college student from Minnesota who was born with a serious neurological condition that's required lots of expensive care. She says knowing she'll be covered by her parents' insurance until she's 26 has been a small source of security in what for her is an otherwise uncertain world.
Being able to stay on their plan until I am 26 and I have more time to figure out, to access a job and determine where I'm going in the future is incredibly important.
But Shanfield is the exception. Most young adults are healthy and not very expensive. That's why the insurance industry has mostly welcomed the chance to add them back to their parents' plans. Last week, three of the nation's largest health insurance companies, United, Aetna, and Humana, said they'd continue the benefit even if the Supreme Court strikes down the law. Mark Bertolini is the CEO of Aetna.
Are we going to go back to families and say, you know, those 24, 25, and 26-year-olds, they got to come off the rolls now? I don't think it's realistic politically, and even from a cost standpoint, to go back and say we're going to change all those benefits.
But it turns out there could be a problem with keeping the benefit in place if the court strikes down the health law. James Klein is president of the American Benefits Council, which represents mostly large employers who provide health insurance coverage.
This could have adverse tax consequences both to the employee whose child is on the plan and to the employer for purposes of payroll taxes.
How's that? Well, says Klein, the problem is that lots of those young adults aren't dependents of their parents anymore for tax purposes. So if the employer continues to provide coverage to that adult child, the value of that insurance could be considered taxable income to the parent.
If the value of adding a child onto your policy is $500 a month, that's $6,000 a year. So that's $6,000 of extra income on which you would be taxed, plus the payroll taxes that you, the employee, and your employer would be paying on behalf of that $6,000.
But Klein says the money is only part of the problem.
It's the utter confusion that this would cause for employers, because after all, there would be some 24-year-old kids who are legal dependents for whom there would be no income tax owed, and then there would be others for whom they're not legal dependents, and so there would be tax that would be owed. It would be extraordinarily confusing.
Then there's the question of whether workers and employers might owe back taxes for coverage that's already been provided. Klein says the administration could theoretically take care of the problem by having the IRS issue some sort of clarification. But he worries that, like everything else to do with the health law, even that could get caught up in partisan politics. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.